the music fades from my song entitled Mindful, I am mindful that one of the best ways to learn meditation is through the sound of the spoken word. This audio CD is a companion to The Healing Power of Meditation, so you can put down that book for a while and just listen to the sound of my voice guide you through the process of learning to meditate. So what is meditation? Meditation is a state of awareness of the present without thinking. I'll say it again. Meditation is a state of awareness of the present without thinking. In our normal state of consciousness, the thinking mind is usually replaying or regretting what happened in the past, or planning or worrying about the future. However, meditation is about keeping our awareness totally focused on what is happening in the present moment. This awareness allows us to be in touch with the wonders of the present, without any discursive verbal thinking getting in the way. When the thinking mind goes silent, this allows us to reach a different state of consciousness, a here and now, present-oriented awareness called meditation. We are no longer either doing or thinking. We are simply being. Entering into this state of being called meditation is not just a pleasant state of consciousness. It also has a healthy effect on our bodies, which can help to heal illness. This healing power of meditation works in several ways. Meditation reduces the fear and stress associated with illness, which allows our body's own intrinsic healing mechanisms to function better. Medical research studies have proven that meditation can boost the body's immune system in ways that may help heal or prevent infection and cancer. Meditation also has potential cardiovascular benefits in lowering blood pressure and heart rate. And the practice of meditation can even reduce chronic pain, fatigue, insomnia, and symptoms of menopause or PMS, premenstrual syndrome. So how does one begin the practice of meditation? In order to meditate, we must first quiet the interminable chatter that constantly goes on inside our heads. To help free the mind from that discursive verbal thinking and to make it easier to enter the meditative state, it can be extremely useful to focus the mind instead on a sound, like the sound of this wood flute. There is no thinking required to appreciate pure sound. When a gong or a bell rings, this type of pure sound cuts through the world of symbols and just is. When a person's attention is focused on pure sound, the thinking process is temporarily suppressed. But whereas the sound of a gong quickly fades, a chanted mantra is a sound which can be sustained as a focus for meditation for a much longer time. The word mantra is Sanskrit for that which frees the mind. A mantra is a chanted word or sound that is used not for its meaning, but for the quality of the sound it makes. A mantra can be chanted out loud or repeated internally and silently in your mind's ear. One of the most common mantras used for more than 2,000 years is the sound Om or Aum, spelled either O-M or A-U-M. Now try chanting Om out loud along with me right where you're sitting. Use any volume from a softly humming sound to a loud resonant sound. Sit upright, close your eyes, and take in a slow, deep breath. Then as you release your breath, let the sound of Aum flow out easily and freely, like you might imagine monks and nuns chanting slowly in unison. Feel a sense of relaxation and release, or letting go, as you say Om along with me right now. Om. 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 Next, we will practice silently chanting Om together. This is like hearing Om repeated in your mind's ear. If you have trouble remaining concentrated on hearing the sound internally, try softly humming it for a while. Then chant Om ever more softly until it can only be heard silently, like the singing of a song inside your head. Let's try that together right now. When you hear the sound of the small bell, it will signal the end of our silent chant. If you would like to spend more time practicing any particular exercise on this CD, remember you can always push the pause button on your CD player and take as much time as you want. During meditation, thinking inevitably reasserts itself. So while meditating, we need to know what to do when thoughts occur. Don't get angry and try to force the thoughts out. Getting angry with yourself will only disrupt the quiet stillness you are trying to develop in your mind. When you notice you are thinking, simply bring your attention back to the sound of the mantra. Allow the thoughts to just fade away like background noise, like the sound of waves crashing on the beach, or wind blowing through the trees, as you gently escort your attention back to the mantra. Another important meditation skill is to focus your attention on the breath. If you're only using a mantra as a focus for meditation, most of the action takes place in your head. But when you focus your mind on your breath, that begins to link your mind to the rest of your body, the so-called breath body. When using awareness of breath as a focus for meditation, notice everything about the breath, especially awareness of breathing in and breathing out. Feel the flow of air entering your nostrils and filling up your lungs. Or you might choose to focus on the outward and inward movements of your abdomen, diaphragm, and chest. If possible, it is preferable to breathe in through the nose to humidify and filter the air and to avoid getting a dry mouth. Let's try briefly meditating right now by focusing our total attention only on our breath. When using only the breath as a focus for meditation, or when I use only the sound of a mantra as a focus for meditation, I find that my mind might frequently wander off into thinking. However, when I focus my attention on both breath and sound, the combination is more mentally absorbing than either alone, thus making it easier for me to stay concentrated during meditation. I will now describe the main meditation technique I would like you to try practicing on a regular basis. I call this technique Ah Om Breath. It involves paying attention to the sound of a two-syllable mantra, which is Ah Om. And at the same time, also pay close attention to your breath. Focusing on the combination of both Ah Om and breath is what I call Ah Om Breath Meditation. Ah and Om are two of the most powerful sounds for evoking in our bodies a relaxation response. We will focus on both of these sounds as a silently chanted mantra, Ah Om. Hear the sound of Ah as the first part of our mantra during your in-breath. Ah is pronounced like the first syllable in the word Amen. It also resembles the sound of inhaling. So when you inhale, silently hear, Ah, and at the same time, concentrate your awareness on your entire in-breath all the way through. When you exhale, hear the sound, Om, in your mind's ear, while at the same time, focusing attention on your entire out-breath. Stay concentrated on your breath, moment to moment, all the way through. Hearing the sounds of Ah and Om, while also paying attention to your breath, is what Ah Om Breath Meditation is all about. Meditate like this for 20 to 30 minutes, once or twice a day, as a regular practice. Time it with a watch. Find a quiet place where you won't be interrupted. I usually like to meditate first thing in the morning before the rest of the day starts. Sometimes I may do it on a lunch break in my car, or later in the afternoon or early evening. But any time is okay. Meditation is relaxing and stress relieving, but don't allow yourself to just dissipate, because meditation requires concentration. The more you practice meditation, the better you will learn how to maintain that concentration. And the key point about this is that meditation, applied with concentration, will then produce insight into life's difficulties, and you will begin to see how to resolve life's problems and transform your negative feelings. So let's get ready now to practice Ah Om breath. When practicing, sit in a comfortable chair or on a cushion. Sit with an upright, centered posture so your breath can flow freely. It's okay to keep the eyes closed or half open. Before starting the mantra, consciously relax the muscles in your face, jaw, shoulders, and arms. Remember when thoughts occur, how to let them simply fade away. We will practice meditating together right now. But try not to try too hard. Just enjoy your breathing, as if you were riding the waves of your breath. Ah with your in-breath, and Om with your out-breath. Ah, Om. Ah, Om. Practice this as long as you like before going on. Meditation is a practice, so practice it on a daily basis, and you will then begin to feel the positive effects this practice has on your life. As we will see, there are many paths to meditation and many ways to meditate. They all generally involve concentrating the mind on a particular focus for meditation, in order to suspend the normal thinking process. The Ah Om breath is, by no means, the only good way to meditate, and it's not the only way that I meditate. It is, however, the most frequent meditation method I use on a daily basis as the foundation for my practice. I like it because it is composed of age-old elements that are easily learned and work very well. However, it also helps to know a variety of different meditation techniques and healing practices. Depending on your mood, or amount of time you have, or other factors, you may choose to practice different meditation methods at different times. What follows on this CD is a description of several other skillful means of meditation. However, I recommend spending at least a day or two practicing the meditation exercises described on each track of this CD before going on to the next group of exercises.